I've caught up with Attrell Turner, the director of golf at the Maryborough Golf Club, of course a proud sponsor of Goldfields FM. And Attrell, we've got a big day coming up on July the 28th.
Yeah, we sure have, Dan. It's a fundraiser for the Maggs family. Andrew is our superintendent of greens, and at the present time he's ill, and we want to try and raise as much money as we can to support Andrew and his family. And this day is certainly going to be, hopefully, a big fundraiser for them.
Now, not only are we looking for golfers, we're also looking for anyone who wants to support the day in any way at all, because lots and lots of people put their hand up, sponsoring holes, sponsoring all sorts of different pieces, bits and pieces. So you don't have to be a golfer. If you want to support Andrew and his family as he works through this pretty horrible situation they're in, put your hand up. And the best way to do that, Attrell, is probably contact you.
Oh, either me or the golf club, Dan. It's probably easier to contact the golf club. Yeah, we're certainly looking for as many sponsors as we can. We've had quite generous support so far, but if we can get some more the merrier. It'll then give people an opportunity to play for good prizes, and also a way of for us to raise more funds as far as raffles and all are concerned on the day. I'm hoping, Dan, that on the day that we would raise somewhere around $3,500, which would be absolutely fantastic to support the Maggs family.
Okay, so if you come along to play on the day, what's the competition?
Okay, it's a par 3 event. It's 18 holes, individual events for ladies and men, nearest the pins on all holes, and we'll also have 6 novelty events as well. Because there's a fair walk between some of the tees, we've decided to put some novelty events into there, which will be another way of raising extra funds as well for the Maggs family day.
So if you arrive on the first hole, first novelty event, bit of a longest drive.
Oh no, the first novelty event is actually on the practice putting green, where you have to putt on the opposite hand to what you would normally putt. So, and I'll have a couple of areas set up, and if you putt into that area there, you might be able to get yourself a small prize. But then we do start on the first tee, Dan. We've got a longest drive, but it's not hitting a golf ball. It's actually hitting a plastic golf ball that's got holes in it. So
it's one of those practice balls.
Yes. So, yeah, you don't necessarily get a lot of distance if you hit it with the driver. So
no, might be yeah. Another club needed.
Yeah, and hopefully the wind's blowing straight into our face that day as well, Dan. We might see a few balls actually go behind us, so that'd be great. Then we proceed down to the fourth tee-off area, and on the fourth tee, I'll have a series of putters set up there, and we've got a dam in front of the fourth for those people that don't know, and so you'll use a putter to hit from there, and if you go over the dam, there'll be a small prize, but we're hoping that for those people that go into the dam, that they'll donate some money to the Maggs family. Each of these novelty events are actually gold coin donations as well.
So you pop a coin in and have a crack at it.
And have a go at it. Yeah, and then we come to the ninth fairway, and I'll have bales of hay set up there, and people will actually tee off the bales of hay to shoot the ball into another series of hay bales that I'll have set up as well. And again, as I said earlier, they're all gold coin donations. And I haven't decided what the prize will be for that yet, but we'll get there and we'll get that one sorted out. And then we go to the 12th hole, where we'll have a trailer load of sand set up in the middle of the fairway. And from 90 metres out, we'll see how good our golfers are at pitching a ball into a trailer load of sand. And again, there'll be little prizes there as well. And then we get to the 18th hole.
Yep.
So the 18th hole, we'll have, apart from our nearest the pin, we'll have a 2-metre circle around the hole, and we will have a little bet to see whether people can get into that circle or not. So hopefully I'll double all of my bets that day there.
Okay, so what time of the day is it?
Okay, we'll be teeing off at 12 o'clock, but we'll have an 11:30 assembly prior to that. All instructions, that'll give people enough time to get out to their tees, and then we'll tee off from there. And because it's a par 3 day, we're looking at it lasting about 3 hours, 3.5 hours.
Yep.
We want it to be a quick game, but if we fill our field, we're going to have to really keep moving on that day.
Certainly are. Timesheets up in the clubhouse. A couple of ways you can do it. Drop in and put your team in, or give us a call at the golf club. 546-04-900 is the telephone number. get your team or yourself in now.
Yeah, well, we've got 78 players at the moment, Dan, which is absolutely fantastic.
It's only been up for a week and a half.
Oh, yes, love to double it. Love to double it, It's only $15. We'll also have a barbecue running here, which again will be a gold coin donation, and also a drinks cart that'll be going around the course during the day.
Now, if you're not a golfer and you'd like to support Andrew and his family, you can still come along at the end of the day, because there's going to be heaps and heaps of raffles, and everything we've donated will go into a raffle of some sort or other.
Yeah, we'll be having blind auctions, Dan, because I've got some really good prizes that have been donated so far. And so that'll be a blind auction. But as you say, I'm actually looking for volunteers to man the novelty event areas. So if anybody out there is willing to give 3 hours of their time on the 28th of July, if they contact the golf club, they'll give me those details and then I'll get in contact with those people. But yeah, I'd love 5 or 6 volunteers to help out with the novelty events.
Very good. After all, it's going to be a big day. We need to get behind Andrew and his family. They're going through a really rough trot. So this is your opportunity, folks. Put your hand up, be part of it. If you're not much good at golf, or you're very good at golf, it doesn't matter. Come along and have a try.
Yeah, non-golfers as well. So, yeah, we'll welcome you with open arms. Dan, while you've got me here, also, we've got another fundraiser on the 10th of August, which is a Saturday night, and you'll hopefully give us a bit of a plug later on as that comes nearer. But again, that's a fundraiser for the Mags family as well. So we'll have entertainment that night. We'll have the drawing of our major raffle that night, and there'll be lots of other prizes as well. Yeah, that'll be a great night as well. And again, all proceeds for that night will go to the Mags family.
Okay, folks, so get behind this. And, of course, it's all happening at the Maribor Golf Club, wonderful sponsors of Goldfields FM. Thanks for your time, Attrell, and all the best. It's very important, this particular activity.
Thanks, Dan, for the opportunity to speak.